is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Cynthia A. Sander. She is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her website is cynthiasander.blogspot.com, where you can see the contents of the book, and you can read what some of the people thought about the part one of the interview that we did a week ago. And it's a very nice website. And anyway, we were talking about the difference between the educational system in this country and the one in Germany. The one in this country is certainly designed to dumb the people down, and I think it's pretty evident that it's been highly successful.
Well, I think the one main difference between the educational system of then and now is that they wanted to get their children out of the stuffy classrooms and bring them into nature. And they see, children have such an insatiable appetite for learning, and they have so much energy inside of them. And to get that energy and bring it out and to keep their spirits up, they took the children out of the classroom and brought them outside to teach them. And they went on hiking trips, they went on field trips, and they took most of the children out from the city and brought them into the country because they wanted them to breathe the clean, fresh mountain air. And in addition, it was just like somebody sent me a picture. Again, here, they posted it on my Facebook page, and you see the kids, they're just sitting in the classroom, and they're all kind of slumped over in their chairs, and they look very bored. Well, if that's what's going on in the educational school system today, then something must be wrong.
Indeed.
Okay,
right.
Because there's some schools, I think mostly the Catholic schools, where they dress up in the uniforms and their style of teaching is different. Do you hear any of those kids going out and getting into trouble and being caught by the police or anything? No.
Right.
You know, but so the discipline is so different. The discipline is different today, I believe. Now, I do not have any children, and all this is based upon observation that I've seen from being here in Florida for the last, 25 years, and my neighbors and watching their children grow up and my friends' children grow up. And I see the differences from the European friends that I have and the values, and they're from Austria, they're from Poland, they're from Czechoslovakia, they're from Romania, and their upbringing of their children, the way they raise them in the home, they validate the children. They sit down and explain things with children. And I think most of all, the parents spend time with their children. Not over here. We have the TV for a babysitter. You know, here, go outside, play with your friends. Don't bother me is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you have parents that don't appreciate, first of all, their spouses and don't acknowledge them when they walk in the door, and greet each other with a loving kiss, okay, and say, hi, honey, I miss you, I hope you had a great day, you're not going to project that onto the family. Kids see everything that the parents do.
Mm-hmm.
And what the parents do, it models to the children how the children are raised, so how the parents interact with each other and converse and deal with situations and problems in everyday life issues.
Right.
That's how the children are going to be raised and brought up.
Sure.
That needs to change.
We are going to a break. We'll be right back, and we will take phone calls at 800-313-9443.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Cynthia A. Sander, the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. That website is Cynthia Sander, and you spell that name S-A-N-D-O-R. It is cynthiasander.blogspot.com, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. And we do have some callers lining up, but we've hardly discussed your book. But
I know.
People are very interested in talking with you, and they have specific questions.
Yeah. Can I just interject one thing real quick, just to finalize the thought process here with the kids? You know, when the children are this young of age and they go into an organization such as the Hitler Youth, okay, they understood that the cognition of the child, the government realized that the surplus of energies that the kids had, that they had to be exerted in the physical activities at all time. That's why you never see these kids were bored. They didn't go around saying, well, I have nothing to do, you know. There was not a moment of time where these kids had absolutely nothing to do, because at all times they had something to do, okay? This program was very good for the children because, you see, at this sense of time in a child's development, that they were reinforced with positive interaction with their peers and through the various activities and trainings that they had, and they were validated by their leaders, their teachers, and their parents. And validation is so important for children growing up. They were becoming self-actualized at a very young age because of the challenges that they faced under the direct guidance helped them realize a sense of accomplishment, building up their self-esteem.
I think, too, Cynthia, that we have to look at what Germany in general had was recovering from. They were recovering from the Weimar Republic, which was very loose morals. It was terrible
it was
inflation.
Chaos.
It was starvation. It was deprived. It was depleted.
Riots
had no
in
gold.
The streets.
They had nothing. They had nothing.
No.
And so you had Hitler was attempting to rebuild his country, to rebuild the country into a strong, unified nation.
Yes.
And how do you do that? You do it. You start with the children.
Yes. At that time, when you look back and do the research on the Weimar Republic with the hyperinflation and the chaos that was in that period of time, how can you take an entire nation and bring it together to put it set right on the right track?
Exactly.
This is how he did it. And because the parents, the people over 21, I think in my research, have found that, you know, you can't change anybody's mind after they're like 21. So to instill the high morals, principles, ethics, values, everything, you have to start with the children.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he did, because he wanted Germany to go on a certain path. He wanted Germany to become a self-sufficient nation. He didn't want to depend upon anybody else.
Right. All righty. Why don't we take a phone call?
Okay.
All right, let's take Chuck in Texas. Chuck, welcome to the program.
Hi, you ladies. It's a really interesting show. Any discussion of education in the United States and in Germany, you have to go back to its inception. It did exactly what you said for post-Weimar Germany, but it also did the same thing post-Napoleon. When Napoleon defeated the Prussians, it absolutely destroyed their morale. They were a militaristic society, and a bunch of money from the kingdom was derived by renting out soldiers. So when Napoleon's amateur soldiers stomped the hell out of them, they created the educational system that we have today. All you have to do is Google Prussia, American school system, and you'll find it very quickly. It is very effective at nationalizing fervor, at getting people to recognize nation over self. Now, that's not to say it's always a bad thing. In the United States, it has been used to destroy the family. The educational system itself is designed to not truly educate, but to school you.
Oh, absolutely. To indoctrinate you, to tell you what to think and not how to think. And I think that's the difference between what Cynthia's mother experienced and what we have now in the American school system.
Exactly. Well, they were teaching them to be self-actualized through their actions and their activities.
Well, we have denigrated to the point now where it's not even, it used to be, they would teach you how to think, then it's what to think. Now it's don't think at all, just feel. Well, people always in the United States today say, you know how I feel about that? And I just tell them, I don't care how you feel about it, tell me what you think about it.
Well, my question would be, what are you going to do about it?
Oh, we abandon the system itself. In the United States, there's no repairing a system that's designed to do exactly what it's doing. You can't make a meat grinder produce diamonds.
No.
You can produce both, but you can't make one tool do something it's not designed to do. Homeschool, you know, or if you can find a private school that's not actually a public school with tuition, send them there. But if you send your kids in that meat grinder, don't expect a diamond. Great call. Great show, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, if I'd like to interject on that, I do have some friends up in Bradleyville, Missouri. And they are very, very simple people. They live off the land. They do have full-time jobs, and their child goes to school. She is 12 years old, and they taught her how to hunt. And she, in her first year of hunting, she bagged the largest buck for the children of her age. This girl, who grew up with traditional family values, is the only girl that I know at 12 years old who respects elders. She always says Mrs. Sandor to me. She's thoughtful, considerate, and she knows how to communicate. And her parents have raised her very, very well. And her plan is to go to college, and she is now working in addition to going to school. And she's planning to buy her car. She's saved up $3,000 already. She's worked. 12 years old. She has $3,000 in the bank to buy her car so that she can go to school and get a college education. That's her goal. And you're talking rural Missouri.
All righty. We have a question in the chat room. And I was going to answer it, but I think we'll answer it on air. Yesterday, I saw a host on TV say that when Hitler came to power, there began to be plays in Germany of people having sexual intercourse on stage, including homosexuals. Does anyone know if this is true? Now, I was about to answer it. That is absolutely not true. And I did ask the person, what program were you watching? Because when he came to power, he actually got rid of some of the books that they were printing that were promoting pornography and all this other stuff. And he attempted to clean up the morals in the country. And the morals were terrible as a result of the Weimar Republic.
Exactly. When you look back on the times of that period, and not too many people know about the Weimar Republic and what transpired during those years, and what brought the country down to its knees, and the riots that were going on in the streets, it was a deplorable time. Now, that I don't know with what the person said in the chat room. I've never, ever heard that at all.
Oh, and that's what America does right now.
Well, I mean, they're going to do anything to try to skew the thinking. See, people don't take the time to sit down and research anything either. You know, everything that you read and see on the news is not true. I mean, I watch some programs, and all they do is badger the girls and say the only reason why they had the BDM girls was to produce more and more children. That's not true at all.
No.
You know, they were raised to breed. I mean, they were told have as many children as you can, you know. But listen, my mom, it wasn't until my mom was 33 years old until she had me. Okay?
Right.
You know?
And it was a certain element in the Weimar Republic that was promoting all this immorality. It's the same group of people who promote immorality in this country through Hollywood, through the garbage that they put in movies. And like the letter or the email that I got about whether or not Hitler approved of eugenics and the killing of babies. And I'm thinking, this coming from someone who lives in America where they've killed 56 million babies since 1973. Let's reevaluate our perceptions here, people.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to do go even further, a friend of mine sent me a link, and I couldn't believe it when I saw the numbers, and it was out of the University of Hawaii, that to this day in China they've killed over 200 million of their own people. So why isn't anybody talking about that?
Right. And that's killing healthy babies. That's killing presumably healthy babies. And yet we still have this focus on Germany, who may have had a eugenics program. But anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll take Ted's call.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And our guest today is Cynthia Sander, and her website is cynthiasander.blogspot.com. She wrote Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. We will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Let's go ahead and take Ted in Georgia.
Yes, this is a very important topic you have today. I trace some of the sloppy trend of dress back to the hippie generation, where they had blue jeans, T-shirts, and long hair. Today we see a lot of young teenage girls with tattoos all over their bodies. And another thing that bothers me is the blue jean preachers, and there are a lot of them across the country today. They claim they're being relevant to the people. Well, the church ought to be setting the standard, not following the fads and the trends. So I don't agree with that trend. The only hopeful sign I see today is homeschooling. I have three beautiful daughters who are homeschooling my 14 grandkids, and I applaud them. I feel so blessed to have that in my family. They are teaching their kids values and there's a world of difference in homeschool kids and the schools, the kids in these schools today. I remember a film back in, I guess it was in the 1950s. The title was Hitler's Youth, Hitler's Children. And the message of the film was a propaganda message that Hitler was breeding a super race. And that kind of stuff has just devastated the people of this country with false propaganda. And we have a problem in these areas today. But I have a real problem because I spent 50 years in the ministry, and I have a problem with the trends in the churches today. They should be setting the standard, not following the trends and the fads. So I applaud what you're doing today. This is one of the most important topics you could deal with.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your phone call.
Thank you.
In light view of what this gentleman just said, I mean, if so many people consider Germany to be an absolute superpower, and America thinks that they are a superpower, but they see what's going on within the country today, wouldn't it be beneficial to them to adopt the practices of the Hitler Youth and teaching the kids?
I think it's been so vilified that nobody's even looking at it. And I think, too, that you have to consider who wants to help the children. If the parents really don't care anything about, are not taking responsibility for educating their children and are just shipping them off to government schools, then they're part of the problem. I think the parents have to wake up. But keep in mind, parents have also been indoctrinated.
And the parents do not take the time to evaluate who they are. What their mindset is?
Sure.
Because for over 17 years, I've read hundreds of books on self-actualization, self-help, because there are questions I wanted to answer that I needed to answer because of what was going on in my life, and I always strive every day to become a better person, to do the best that I can. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I want to, through innocent eyes, I like to show the readers that this is how my mother grew up and how she instilled these values on me and then how I took her values and brought them forward into my life, and it have accomplished so much that I have done. Now, not everybody's going to do that. Not everybody's going to agree with me, and because everybody has different belief system, and you know, some people think this one couple told me, "Well, I just want my kids to be kids for as long as they can because I don't want them to be in the adult world." So fast because there's too many responsibilities and it's too stressful.
But that's when you teach your children responsibilities. You let your 2-year-old make her bed or something. You
pick up your toys.
Exactly. I taught my kids to do all this stuff early on so that, that they're responsible adults.
And when I was 5 years old, because I was thinking about this since our last conversation, Deanna, and I remembered when we first moved into our house in Greenwich, the very first thing my mom did was put in the garden. Remember I told you about the garden?
Right.
And how everybody loved our garden, and they all came over, and they wanted all the vegetables. Well, I was 5 years old, and my mom said, "We're going to go out in the garden, and we're going to play." Okay? She made it fun. So we went out, and she taught me how to pick the weeds very carefully out and to pull the weeds out by the roots, not just rip the weeds out, and then take the little hand trough and then very gently go around and loosen up the soil around the base of the plant to aerate the soil. And so I'm 5 years old learning how to do this. Now I have a hydroponic garden.
Right, and yeah. That's how you learn. You learn to be responsible when you're growing up. It's not going to fall on your head when you reach the magical age of 18 or 19.
No.
All righty, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll take some further calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Cynthia A. Sander, the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. The website is cynthiasander.blogspot.com. And we do have some callers lining up. Let's see, we spoke with Chad in Georgia, Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Jeff, the wrong guy. This is Chuck in Texas. I'll hop over to Vermont first.
Okay. Jeff, I think he's next. Are you still hanging on from when you called before? Or did you call back?
Hi, Cynthia? Deanna?
Yeah. Yes.
Am I on?
Okay, yes. Jeff is on. Jeff is on, and then we'll go back to Chuck.
Hi, I just want to say that your guest is an inspiration. Her mom and her herself seem like very good people. It's I can understand where she's coming from. I think my opinion is my grandmother, she died last month, and she was 90 years old. She never stopped, she didn't stop cleaning, planting her garden, and just being outdoors her whole life. I think that generation it's gone, and it's sad. I think we really have to go back to our roots. And my opinion, I don't, if Hitler had a good idea to how society should be run, then I don't understand why we shouldn't use it. It's kind of ridiculous that this media has demonized this man so bad that you can't get nothing good out of him. And it's, I mean, I know that I've been studying National Socialism for a long time, and I don't agree with all the philosophies, but a lot of them I do. It's amazing that those people hate him so much, and they think that he was such a bad guy. But you know, look at Churchill, look at Eisenhower, look at our leaders. You know, look at our society today. I mean, imagine if we adopted that policy in the United States in the 1940s, it would be so much better for America today. And I think that's the key here that people are overlooking, is just because, you know, there's nothing wrong with those policies. I think people should be proud of that. I think your guest should be proud that her mom went through that. I think it's something you should strive to teach your kids. And I do. I have four kids, and they all hunt fish. We went ice fishing yesterday, and we have a garden in the We just got 6 inches of snow last night, but I try to do exactly what her mom did. I think everybody should strive to do that.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Did your mom grow up? It was your grandmother, right?
Yeah, my gram. Yeah.
Yeah, and did she grow up on a farm in Germany?
No. She grew up in Vermont. I'm a 12th generation Vermonter.
That's wonderful, because the principles, the values, everything was passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah, and it's exactly true. But I think society today, I mean, my grandmother was one of 15. They're not having children like that. My grandmother had 9 children. You know, my mom had 6 kids. You know, a lot of my brothers are not even having children anymore. And when they do have kids, like you say, they just pass the buck. It's an epidemic, I think, so in society, that people are, you know, not shutting off the TV. You know, the TV's the biggest babysitter. And my kids, they're in school. They're the most popular kids. I don't brag or nothing, but I mean, all the kids want to come to our house and play. And I would play baseball, football. We take them in the woods. I got 40 acres. You know, it's incredible. And I'm proud of my kids, but I just wish all the rest of the kids were, you know, like my kids, but just it's not that way.
And that's the difference, because you're taking them out in the woods, you're spending time with them, you're teaching them, you're showing them, you're validating them.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, I can see it in our community. I mean, I'm in Vermont, you know, I don't, there's not going to be people in the community, but a lot of people are lazy. They don't want to do anything. They don't take their kids anywhere. And I'd say that's 70% of the communities like that, even in Vermont. But, you know, a lot of them are hardworking, but they just don't really care about their kids. All they want to do is watch TV, and I don't know. It's incredible.
Well, when you look at TV, when you look at what somebody called the Super Bowl. I think somebody in the chat room mentioned that Super Bowl is coming up sometime soon. All these things are such a distraction from what we should be doing. We should be loving our family, caring for our family. Family is the most important basic entity in society, and if you have dismantled families, it's going to carry over into the culture. And so I cannot stress that enough, that people need to love their children. They grow up really fast, and you have just so much time to help them to learn responsibility, to help them learn who they are, to give them self-respect, and then you turn them out into the world and hope that they make choices so that they will be able to retain the things that you have taught them. That doesn't always happen, but that's what you hope for.
Yeah, it is. I just think that society is I hate to say it, but I think it's pretty much done. I think it's done by design. I think the people that control this society is did the same thing they did in the Weimar Republic, and I'm not sure if we can pull our bootstraps up and get out of this. I don't think there's enough strong people, and those people did a good job on destroying the society.
Oh, exactly. Yes, indeed. And now you have... Yes, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, you too.
All right, let's get back to Chuck. Chuck, are you still with us?
How you doing? Now, we seem to be arguing two sides here. There's a real dichotomy between the every anecdotal thing that I've heard today in the show all had to do with family and neighbors, you know, teaching the kids properly and things like that. Yet we turn around and say how great socialist education is. But if someone else's child isn't being educated, I have a responsibility. I do not. You want the parents to take responsibility for their children? Make them take responsibility. Do not take the responsibility away from them. Leave it with them. If they want to scratch their bellies and watch the Super Bowl, then let their children be ditch diggers or worse. If you want to spend the time with your kids and educate them so in your old age you have someone to care for you, then do that. The whole idea of socialist education is a mistake and will inevitably lead to tyranny. It cannot do anything but, especially with the system that is built in today. If you look at the numbers, what happened with, again, Prussia, what do we have today? 2% elite? 6% that's fairly well educated, but still not brilliantly. And a mass population of the rest who have been schooled into stupidity. That is what it's designed to do. You cannot fix the system. Do not try and educate someone else's child. Do not take on responsibility as government, or government will always fail. And as for the nationalism, everybody, don't mistake me. I believe in pride in country. What I don't believe in is nationalism to the point where you lose the individual. And both socialism, nationalism, communism, they all go to one place. That the individual can be sacrificed for the good of the whole. It's more important that you be socialized and be part of the herd than to be an individual. Individualism is shunned, attacked. That's why we're where we are today. We can't have individuals. If you send them to these schools that are going to socialize them into animals to be controlled by your governments. That's just a fact.
Well, certainly. And that starts with the Pledge of Allegiance. It starts with all this, the structuring. And,
I'm a veteran, and I go to city council meetings, and I will not stand for the pledge.
Oh, I don't do that anymore either. It was devised by a socialist, and it was devised initially to celebrate Columbus Day, and I don't believe that the myths about him either.
Everybody take a step back from Hitler for a minute. Now, while he was vilified and lied about it, while he did bring his nation out of the sex on stage stuff, was during the Weimar Republic, and he put a screaming halt to it. But let's not lionize him to the point where we decide that we would give up our freedoms to live in a structured, controlled society with a dictator, okay? Let's not take it quite that far.
Well, I think we first need to define what National Socialism was and what socialism is and what communism is. And we're going to be talking about that on tomorrow's program. So we won't go into it today.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Well, I think the point I like to make here is that the families, the father, the mother, and the children all knew their positions within the family. You know, the father worked and made a living, and the wife, the mother, stayed home to take care of the household and to raise the children. And in the community itself, it wasn't that other people were responsible for raising other people's children. What they did was they all helped together. They kept an eye on each other. They give you an example. In my neighborhood growing up, I took my parents' car out for a joyride one day with my little sister, and my neighbor, who was a police officer at the time, caught me. And he said, "What are you doing driving?" Well, I couldn't drive the stick shift Volkswagen, and I was having problems. And he said, "Get home right now." That's what I'm talking about. The community watched over the children. It's not taking responsibility for someone else's children either.
Right. You want to assist somebody to not get hurt? I mean, if you see somebody stepping out in the street, you're not going to say, well, it's not my responsibility. You're going to stop that child from going out in the street.
Listen, I had a black Labrador, and I would always walk my dog every day, morning and night, down the park. Well, one day I was down there at the park, and this dog was running loose, and this guy was yelling and screaming, running after the dog, and the dog was just running away from this guy. I mean, he was screaming. And I said, come on, puppy, come here. So the dog was running towards me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The guy was so angry, and I was so mad. I picked up a stick because he had something in his hand. He was going to beat the dog. And I took a stick, and I started running to this full-grown man who was bigger than me, yelling and screaming at him and saying, I'm going to hit you with this. And he stopped dead in his tracks. And he looked at me, and I said, if I ever see you hit that dog, I will have you in jail so fast you won't know what hit you.
Good for you.
It's just the kids. It's animals. That's who I am. I protect those around me. I'm sorry.
I love animals, and I would have done the same thing, honestly.
Oh.
I just...
burn me. I mean, the mothers were, you know, I'm talking about the farm mothers when my mom was in Lanyard, you know, because the farm mothers had personified the image of Ceres Erdi, which is the Norse mythological goddess of the earth, fertility, and motherhood. It's Mother Earth, okay? And she has her symbolism, and her honorary celebration day is in May. And she's married to Thor. So as the farmer's wife manages the household and raises the family, the farmer manages, the land and the livestock, and the adults are conscious of their position within the family. And their combined skills complement each other. Okay, this is the core of the German working people. They knew their obligation. They knew their responsibilities. And they were mentors to the Lanyard girls.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is, you know, I every time I speak with someone about my mom's book and start explaining to them and everything, their mouths drop wide open because they said, there's nothing like this book out there.
No.
And I said, no, because, you know, I've been to Austria. My family lives there, and I started going there when I was 11 years old. I've been to Europe 45 times already. I've traveled. I've spent upwards of 3 months with my family and getting to know them and what ticks, you know, how they live and
right.
How they are within the family. Now, my family over there, I have one is a doctor. My other cousin, I have three or four cousins that have their own businesses. Their children work in the business. They're all productive members of society.
As it should be.
Yes.
All righty. We have Werner on the phone. We need to take Werner.
Hi, Werner.
Oh, I don't know for what it's worth, but this is basically, good afternoon, this is basically the way we were being brought up. And over the year, especially with Germany, in the center of Europe, with all the onslaughts that came over the centuries from the surrounding nations, you know, where they moved in and made warfare, and so if the people wouldn't have had a strong social sense and sense of responsibility towards the community, towards the family, you know, they never would have survived. They would have been wiped off the map.
Oh, exactly.
And as I say, in regard to here, North America, it seems to me it's like a dog standing on the riverbank. And he got a piece of meat in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sees a reflection of the meat there on the surface of the water, so he wants to grab the second piece of meat. So he opens his mouth in order to grab the image, and he loses both.
I like
right.
that. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
So, so you grew up in Germany during this time?
As I say, I was born in 1942. And in the years after the war, and so the 50s and so on, people, they had to work together, you know, and they had to be productive. And anybody who wasn't productive in the community, if he could have been productive and who just wanted to lie low and let the other people do the work, he was being looked down upon. But now it has become basically the accepted way. You know, you are the smart guy if you let other people work for you and you just reap the fruits of their labor. And this has been pushed now, has been pushed by entertainment media, has been pushed in the media, you know, basically living as predators of society.
Well, what, can I ask you a question, Vernon? And that is, what do you think about all these people who are on the social welfare programs that refuse to go to work?
Okay, we need to go to a break. We need to go to a break, and Vernon, you can answer that on the other side. You're right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements, made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
My guest today has been Cynthia A. Sandor. Her website is cynthiasandor.blogspot.com. She is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. And Werner, Cynthia asked you a question before we went to the break, and so we'll have your answer. And we have a couple more calls. So
I just want to make one short example. You know, when the little chicks, as soon as they hatched, you know, in the old way, in the barnyard setting, you know, the mother hen would take them out there where they could do plenty of scratching and pick up worms and everything, you know. And the little chicklets, they didn't have a mother's tit to suck on. They had to scratch for themselves if they wanted to eat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
there you go.
That's very good. Thank you.
You know, like the barnyard setting, you know. The mother hen with the 10 little chicks around, you know, and she goes there where they can find something, and she starts scratching. The little ones, they watch the mother scratching and find all the juicy worms and bugs and everything. So the little ones do the same thing.
Sure. And I think that in the animal kingdom, you see that little baby, anything, they have to get up on their own. They have to, they really are pretty independent right off the bat. All right, Werner, thank you for your phone call. We do have a couple more. Let's take Mr. Shore in Scotland.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, I wanted to find out more about the tattoos that were for German citizens during the war. I'll listen to your explanation.
For German citizens or for people?
Just for,
people in the camps.
for all citizens, I suppose.
I don't think all citizens had them. They did use them in the camps, which, of course, they wouldn't have tattooed the people in the camps if they were death camps and they were going to kill them. But I don't think the anybody else had tattoos. Cynthia, your comments.
Well, I know definitely my mother did not have a tattoo, and I know I do not have a tattoo because I don't believe in them and I don't like them. But I don't like it when you have, these very young girls going out and putting tattoos on them because they're not thinking when they're 90, 80 years old, it's going to be a big black spot on the side of their body.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yes, I agree with that.
Well, thank you, Mr. Shore.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, real quick, Bill in Ohio.
Hi, Diana. I'll make this fast. Just on the tattoos. Yeah, it's actually desecrating your body. It's skin graffiti. It's condemned in the Bible. The Jews have now basically pushed it through their engineering. We saw it with Rodman and Britney Spears, and now, you know, the whole world has gone degenerate, it seems like. I just wanted to say two things. Number one, I love your show. You have a great show. And I did listen to your debate with Condit, which I thought was wonderful. And I really think the big issue is not so much, you know, as Jim puts forth, is who backed him and where the backing came from, although I don't agree with him at all. I think the argument should be whether or not his economic model was successful. That is the real issue, and that's what they fear. I don't see Hitler as being particularly unique. 108 Catholic Eurostates did what he did, but that's the operative word, Catholic. Hitler was unique in that he united Protestants and Catholics together, and that's what they fear. And his economic model worked.
Bill,
it was nationalistic.
Bill, thank you so much. We've ran out of time.
Sure.
Thank you so much, and I do agree with you totally. Thank you, Cynthia, for being on the program today, and you will be back in about a week.
Yes, I will. I think, what is it, the 5th?
I think so. So we'll talk to you then.
On February 5th. Thank you so much, Deanna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.